morning, Power Hour Nation. It's a feel-good broadcast. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. And I am your honored host, and I mean that, Daniel Brigman. So good to be with you. We're going to have Uncle Kevin be joining us here in a second, and he's waiting patiently. We'll let him out of the corner here to be on the broadcast. If he winds his Trump watch, that is. Anyway, great broadcast. Robert Abel.
It's atomic. It's atomic. I don't need to watch it.
So when you move your arm around, exactly. it automatically sets. Okay. Anyway, Robert Abel is going to be here to talk about iCourse iComplex CS. That's one of the things that you guys like the most is the iComplex CS. And so we'll talk about that and more. I'm going to ask him about this study. I forgot. Was it out of Israel? Was it out of Japan where they did the drops in the eyes to get rid of short-sightedness?
Or China.
I mean, one of the two. Yeah, it's China or Israel,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, one of the two.
We're going to ask him about that, among other things.
I think it was China. That scared me a little bit. Anything out of China scares me.
I don't even like to touch their cooking
ware. No.
I don't want to cook an egg on one of their frying pans.
No. Jelly bean from China. I use them as golf balls. Forget about it.
Anyway, then Daniel Esselin will be here. Always provocative, always insightful, a unique, different, just fantastic perspective. Love Daniel. He'll be here later on also. So here we go. News, Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again.
Did you hear, the Democratic Party, you've been talking about there's going to be a new Democratic candidate coming up.
Wait a minute. Is her last name Clinton?
No, not yet. You're jumping the gun. Eric Holder and Mayor Bloomberg said that they're going to join the race.
Yeah, and who didn't know that these people were going to jump in? Democrats had such weak candidates that they had to put somebody else in there.
Well, the other thing is, if they jump in first like this late, that makes Hillary Clinton jumping in late not look so weird.
Right.
So unusual.
Plus, they got a great strategy if they do jump in. They're going to be tied up in impeachment, so they can't go around the country, campaigning.
So what does that mean? So why would they do it then? I don't get it.
Why would they do it? Because they don't have any competition because everybody's tied up in the impeachment.
Anyway, okay, I see what you're saying. Hal Holder and Mayor Bloomberg, of course, those bastions of Second Amendment protections.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Holder involved in Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious, he likes guns.
he likes them to use to take your guns.
Yeah, exactly.
He likes to give guns to Mexicans to then use them to take your guns.
To shoot those poor people down in
border
Mexico.
Agents, too.
Yeah. That's terrible.
But now he runs for president of the United States. And Mayor Bloomberg, of course, is big. A UN globalist
nut who wants to take your Coca-Cola, large Coca-Colas away.
And straws. Yeah, that's true. He didn't want you to be able to decide what soda you want to drink in New York.
Yeah, you couldn't get an extra big soda.
Salt either, too.
Salt
anyway,
too,
let's move on from these two morons. I say morons.
I agree.
Anybody who is so against the Second Amendment, they're we can disagree politically, but if you're so anti-Bill of Rights, then you're a terrorist now.
No, I agree.
You don't deserve any, look, you should be shunned.
Yes.
It's shunning. Let's go back to shunning. And these people should be shunned.
I agree.
Three charges to be considered against Trump, for impeachment. One abuse of power, one obstruction of justice, and one contempt of Congress. Okay. Pretty interesting, these three charges. The only one that actually occurred before that they started their trial is abuse of power. So the only thing they really, the other two, obstruction of justice and contempt of Congress, that's like arresting somebody for resisting arrest. Well, he's contempt because he's not, cooperating with
exactly.
us.
Exactly. He sat down.
he didn't let us probe him like right. we wanted
well,
to.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that part's it. So abuse of power, that's what's being considered. They keep throwing this out. There's a major battle. Ladies and gentlemen, there is such a deep-seated, behind-the-scenes media attention, your attention battle. And it's working on both sides. You're seeing Trump in public now getting vehemently booed in certain places of America.
But there's people paid to follow him around and boo him.
Well, not Madison Square Garden. I mean, come on. He was. I mean, it's working on both ways. The polarization is working.
Oh yeah.
There's a movie. We saw the movie the other day. Hobbs and Shaw had The Rock in it. Yeah. And Jason Statham.
Pretty good movie. It wasn't great. Pretty good.
Well, I always watch these, especially new movies, because they start.
Oh, they give you messages.
Right. They tell you certain things.
Yes.
And the one of the main characters, I can't remember the black guy in the thing. I really like that guy. I can't remember his name, though.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Anyway, if you watch the movie, what's it? It's got like a weird name. He's got a British accent. Anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. He talks about the cause, that we need to destroy people and cause chaos for the cause.
Mm-hmm.
And in this group that he represents, they want to take over media stories. So they're having a discussion about how to frame Hobbs and Shaw on this one story, this one incident. They want to control. So the call comes out to this character and it says, well, should we do the standard control about 50%? He says, no, we want 100% control of the story.
Right. 30 seconds later, bam.
Bam. They're on Times Square, a picture of them on Times Square, and they're all wanted, and they're wanted all over the world.
Yep.
And it shows you the quote-unquote deep state, or whatever word you want to use, that this media control is so palpable and so real to them, and it gave you kind of a glimpse of what we're talking about. Okay, why am I bringing up this random movie? Do you not think that's what's going on with this impeachment?
Oh, absolutely.
This is a race. Okay, we're arguing back and forth about if this quote unquote whistleblower. In fact, he's not a whistleblower. And again, I'm not going to get into the details of this because I've went on record. This is the dumbest thing since dumbest things have ever been politically invented.
Mm-hmm.
This is moronic.
Yeah.
We have Joe Biden on tape,
right,
saying he strong armed Ukraine to get rid of and
a quid pro quo, Joe.
For a billion plus dollars.
Right. You're not getting it.
And
you fire this guy.
And we're sitting here debating. It's just insane. Anyway, but these little things, the ancillary part of this actually is the bigger story. So the whistleblower, which is not a whistleblower, and ladies and gentlemen, please note, remember, we talked about this. Congress changed the whistleblower quote-unquote laws just before this came out. So a whistleblower, the definition of a whistleblower changed the protections. A whistleblower has to have firsthand knowledge, and it's usually somebody who comes out about a corporation. Hey, this corporation is leaking oil somewhere. Hey, you need to do something about it. And so they're protected, so they can stay anonymous. Okay, now the discussion is, well, they're a whistleblower. They got to stay anonymous, and they're trying to do this all in the dark. Okay.
Nonsense.
This is different because it's not against a corporation. It's against a person.
Right.
Meaning the president of the United States. He's still an American. He's still a person. He's still God-given rights.
And it was like water, what is it, the thing? Water jug gossip. That's where he heard it, basically.
I know, that's dumber than dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stupider than stupid.
Second or third hand.
I don't even, right. This is like me saying, you know, Hillary Clinton's a murderer. I mean, that's basically, let me be a whistleblower and say Hillary Clinton's a murderer. I know about as much about her being a murderer as this guy does about Trump doing a quid pro quo. That doesn't mean she's not a murderer, by the way.
Well, she didn't pull the trigger, so does that make her a part?
Right. There you go. So there you go. It's about the same. Anyway, the Sixth Amendment. Rand Paul has went on TV. Donald Trump Jr. has tweeted, this is insane. Go try to just Google name of whistleblower.
Boy, it's impossible.
Well, I spent some time this morning before the show trying to do this. He's been outed by Breitbart. He's been outed as much as Schiff and all them tried to hold his name. His name got leaked in the transcript of some of the questions, the transcripts. His name is supposedly, I think, Eric Shmala. Shmala, blah, blah, blah.
Shmalek from Chicago?
Yeah. Anyway, his lawyer, Mark Zed, and there's another lawyer.
Yeah, that Mark Zed is a piece of work.
Let me tell you, let me read the tweet.
That Mark did?
I think it's Mark, or the other lawyer.
I think it's Mark Zed did that.
Okay,
in 2017.
Here's a tweet. After Trump was elected.
Right.
Okay, this is from the lawyer.
6 days after it, or
okay,
a couple weeks.
Maybe. This is the lawyer that's representing this guy.
Yeah.
This is a complete CIA operation. This is a complete Hobbs and Shaw movie control of the media. They don't have 100% control of the media.
No.
That's why, see, now you understand how important this show is.
That's
Do you
right.
get it? That we're even talking about this? Anyway, this tweet was, coup has started, impeachment will follow. Are you kidding me? President Trump got up in a rally and read that out loud. Are you for real?
No, that's...
This is America. I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. Are you... This is for real?
Yeah.
You're going to let this moron, 2 days after, 6 days after he's elected, he says, oh, there's a coup and impeachment will follow. We're going for him. Now
and
he's,
we're going for
now
it.
He's at the center of the impeachment and you're not, and you're going to let this happen? We're going to let this happen. We get what we deserve if we let this happen. Right. Anyway, getting back to, Don Jr. Retweeted the article from Breitbart, which named the guy. Go Google name of whistleblower and see how long it takes you to even find out. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's hard.
And how many? How
Google,
many?
You can't find hardly anything.
And how many articles that they say?
Snopes. This is not the whistleblower.
Or it'll say Don Jr. outed. He put this person in risk. Or blah blah blah. Breitbart put this supporter. Blah 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 blah. They're talking all around it. Okay, Rand Paul stood up. How did he defend all this? How did he punch a hole right through all this? And why do you think I have begged you to put it on your refrigerator? What did Rand Paul get up and say? He said, there are Sixth Amendment protections. Donald Trump has a right to face his accuser.
Exactly.
This is ridiculous. If you're going to indict somebody, and that's what this is. This is an indictment against the president. This is how you indict presidents.
Mm-hmm.
There must be an ability to face and question and call witnesses on your accuser before this is done.
And they don't do that. Right
They're not
now.
Doing it at all. At They're all. Doing it in secret. No due process. Sixth Amendment. This is the Sixth Amendment to the Bill of Rights that our founding fathers did and gave to you as your inheritance.
That's right.
We know nothing about this hardly, virtually in this country. Our schools don't teach anything about it, but here's the law. If people are interested in the law, in all criminal prosecutions, the accused, this is a criminal prosecution, ladies and gentlemen, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial, public, by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed. The district here is the House of Representatives. This is the jury is going to be on the House of Representatives because it's done with the president.
Right.
Which district shall have been previously ascertained by law? By law, the president is tried in the House.
In the House.
And to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation. Okay. Where's the nature and cause? We're here in speculation. We don't even know what the nature and cause of the accusation is.
No, well, they don't even know.
They don't know yet.
They don't even know.
To be confronted.
They're on a fishing expedition.
To be confronted with the witnesses against them, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Okay, that's the law in the United States of America.
Still is.
Yeah, yes.
Hanging on by a fingernail.
See, if you think this isn't hanging on by a fingernail, just look at this process. So they're doing this anonymously. Yeah. They won't even let Republicans... in the meetings that they're doing this. They're trying to keep all this anonymous. The whistleblower is not a whistleblower. A whistleblower is, I saw XYZ Corporation
do this.
See the leak on the pipeline. They were going to fix it, but it cost $100 million. They said that who gives a darn, and we're going to let the oil spill in the aquifer. We don't give a damn. That's a whistleblower.
Right.
This man who said, basically it's a CIA operation. It's a Hobbs and Shaw media just... that we're seeing. This is what we're seeing.
Yeah, it's all smoke and mirrors. Absolutely.
My new favorite actor. You know who my new favorite actor is? You know, I told you my new favorite singer is Morrissey from England because he came out against all the immigration.
Excellent.
My new favorite actor.
Okay.
Rob Schneider. Used to be on Saturday Night Live, was in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
Well, what did he say?
He says, he says he came out with a tweet. I mean, he's risking a lot by doing this.
Oh, he sure is.
But he saw the movie Vax 2. He said, I don't see how anybody, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but basically, I don't see how anybody could watch this movie and not be touched and not think that something's going on here with these vaccines.
Oh, absolutely.
He basically said, you got to be a moron if you watch this and not think that something's going on.
I agree, 100%.
That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
He also said that in California, there's a lot of people who would vote for a bowl of, I don't want to use the word, but it rhymes with quit. A bowl of rhymes with quit. People would vote for a bowl of.
Yeah, I read that. I got a chuckle out of that.
Yeah.
If it had a D behind it.
Yeah, manure if it had a D next to it.
Yeah, that was funny.
So he said that. So my new favorite actor, because it came out against the vaccines, is Rob Schneider.
And it's true. And that's the sad part about it. It's true.
Let me tell you what the, now the lawyer for this whistleblower, I kind of mixing stories. See, I'm even, what's a new name? I'm tired of calling this guy whistleblower. Deep state actor?
Okay.
Is that better?
We'll go with that.
Well, that's just off. Do you got a better name?
Not yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call in to the Power Hour and come up with a name, give us a name for this. He's not a whistleblower. He's not a whistleblower. Deep state actor. Gossiper? Political gossiper?
No, that's not. We can figure it. We'll give
We're going to give it some thought. Anyway, this is what the lawyer said. Andrew Bakach. I don't even know. I don't even care if to pronounce his name. I don't care. These people are, you've already seen they're undermining law, the Bill of Rights, yeah. Right? You've already seen they have no regard for the Bill of Rights.
And nobody challenges it, except Rand Paul.
This is particularly significant in this case where I've made it clear time and time again that reporting any suspected name for the whistleblower will place that individual and their family at risk of serious harm. Of course it will.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't it? You are coming out against the President of the United States. That's what a whistleblower does. Mm-hmm. If you had firsthand information, a deep state actor wants to, a whistleblower shows courage, a whistleblower, risks something and usually comes out against a corporation. That does not, I don't care what kind of statute or law you cook up in your back room. That doesn't overcome the Bill of Rights.
Nope.
If you're going to accuse the President of the United States of America of a crime,
yep,
you are going to do it by law.
And face to face and cross-examined.
Are we going to face your accuser? I'm going to bring witnesses to the contrary.
That's right.
Who are your friends? How did they know? When did you first say this? Where did you come up with this? Were you in the room on the conversation? Because I know you weren't.
Exactly.
So where did you hear about this? So this is conjecture. This is gossip.
That's right.
Who told you?
Yeah, Adam Schiff tell you?
Who told you? Now you went and talked to Adam Schiff. Is that your buddy?
Right.
How do you know Adam Schiff?
Yeah, when
did you ever work for Joe Biden's campaign? Oh, did you? Do you know Joe Biden?
Yeah.
Did you work for his campaign at all? This lawyer who's tweeted, you see, ladies and gentlemen?
Tear him apart.
To that end, continuing with this deep state actor lawyer, to that end, I'm deeply troubled with Facebook seeking to profit from advertising that would place someone in harm's way. This, frankly, is at the pinnacle of irresponsibility and is intentionally reckless. No, this is projection. This is transference again. The recklessness is all on Adam Schiff, Pelosi, this deep state actor, a.k.a. whistleblower. All the recklessness is on them. Because they're without law, outside of law, on rumor, on gossip, is trying to take down the President of the United States. Is that not the definition of reckless?
Yeah.
This person's life is not worth as much as that. Do you get it? As the Bill of Rights.
Yeah,
this person's life means nothing in compared to the Bill of Rights and the rule of law.
Correct.
Bakach, in a letter to the White House dated yesterday, demanded that Trump stop calling for the publication of whistleblower's identity. Of course he is. And alleged that his, quote, reckless and dangerous. No. You are reckless and dangerous.
Right.
Already had intimidated the whistleblower. You should be intimidated. Even if this was all true, even if this is 100% true, the way you are taking down the President of the United States of America, I don't care if this is Bill Clinton, it doesn't matter who, of course you should be intimidated with the weight of what you are doing.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. Should any harm befall any suspected named whistleblower or their family, the blame will rest squarely on, what are you trying to set up something? Are you going to kill this guy now?
Yeah.
But went to CNN, blah, 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 blah. Who cares?
Yeah, me neither.
The race is, can they keep this person and keep the discussion at arm's length away from who this person actually is? And let's get down to facts before they can vote on the impeachment. That's the race.
Mm-hmm.
Can they keep him anonymous? Can they? Because as soon as he's not anonymous, there is going to be a swarm.
Story falls apart.
Right. There's going to be a swarm. All these questions that were just asked.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who am I? I mean, I can ask these questions in 30 seconds, and I can have a cast doubt. The lawyer. What did you mean? What did you mean by this tweet that? Here it is right here. Coup has started. Impeachment will follow.
Right. What
do you mean by that? Is this a coup? What do you mean? Is this a whistle? Did he have firsthand knowledge? Well, what is your involvement with this? Have you ever been involved with the CIA? Are you a CIA member? Have you ever been part of the CIA?
That's right.
Is this a deep state? Is somebody telling you these things? You see, this can fall apart in literally about an hour. This is ridiculous. That's why they're keeping this. This is such a desperate Hail Mary.
And that's why Schiff has to, the Republicans have to give him their questions, and he's got to okay what witnesses that they can draw. How crazy is that?
A giant statue of Moloch has been put up right at the entrance to the Colosseum in Rome. Did you see that? Crazy.
I got a picture of it right in front of me. It's disgusting.
Orangutan granted, quote, personhood, settles into new Florida home.
Can he talk?
This is what we're talking about, people, that you're just an animal. So now orangutan is a person, too. So what does that make you? You're a person, too. The orangutan is a person. The cow's a person. The rivers are persons. Do you see?
Corporations are persons.
Corporations are persons. Do you see? They've taken your dominion. Where's the churches? Where's people believe in God? Do you believe in God or not? Okay? Because you're different. I didn't say that. God said that. The Bible says that. Social credit. Chinese facial recognition puts name, photo on billboard if you jaywalk. So literally, you walk down the road, you're jaywalking, they signal you out, that goes up on the billboard, Johnny is jaywalking, Johnny is jaywalking, Johnny's a bad person.
That's right.
Johnny's a bad person. Johnny probably doesn't like Chairman Mao. Johnny doesn't That's probably right. doesn't like Chairman Mao.
So your whole town is punished where he was from.
Yeah.
You will not get any rationings for
no
your
rice.
Whole, yeah, no rice.
There'll be no rice for a month because Johnny's jaywalking.
And then the town will take care of Johnny.
They'll never talk to Johnny again.
Exactly.
Don't talk to Johnny. We won't get any rice for a year.
Exactly. We're kicking him out of our town or maybe giving him to the Galong Fung.
Jeff Sessions announces Alabama Senate bid. There's a lot of news stories. It's the end of the week.
Boy, he had a beautiful commercial. He had a beautiful commercial. Go ahead. He had a beautiful commercial. I was totally against him running, but boy, he came out and said the right things, and he was 100% behind Trump's agenda, and he's going to push it. And he impressed me. Okay, he really did impress me.
On the other side, we got Dr. Abel, but quickly, we have to go over the Roger Stone story.
Oh, okay.
So before Dr. Abel comes on, you stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Abel and then Daniel Estlin. So good to be with you. Be right back.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
It's a feel-good broadcast, and we got to do a feel-good story from Good News Network. Mexican student develops new form of rubber road pavement that repairs itself when exposed to rainwater. So this Mexican the rainwater hits it and forms some calcium silicate, so it starts to repair so you don't get the cracks. And
or potholes?
Well, right. What happens is over time, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. This kind of, before it even gets to that point, it's going to self-repair.
Cool. I like it.
Very cool.
That's a cool story.
Of course, thepowermall.com. Thank you so much for your support. We had a caller. We were going to say his name, but we didn't get the name of the guy. Somebody called the other day and said, Daniel told me to buy toothpaste, so I'm here to buy toothpaste.
Well, very good.
So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sorry if we didn't get your name. But, you need toothpaste, don't you?
And, everybody does.
And mouthwash. So buy them from us. Buy them from the good guys. Will you please? Really, I hope you understand this dynamic. We're on here. All this costs a lot of money. And you pay for it. And we're here because of you, Independent Thought. We don't get checks from corporations. Anyway, so thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, a host of great products and sales. We'll get more to that after we talk to Dr. Abel. One of them is the iComplex CS. Quickly, Kev, this is a very important story.
Very, very big story.
Very big story that we need to mention.
Yeah, Roger Stone's on trial in Washington, D.C., and he's in front of Amy Bergman Jackson. She's a judge who was appointed by Obama in 2011, and she's just running roughshod over him.
You know what it sounds like? You remember the Clive and Bundy when they said you can't bring up the Constitution?
Yeah.
When that judge in the courtroom said you can't, if you bring up the Constitution again, you will be arrested for contempt.
Well, she denied his striking of a juror who was an Obama appointee. How crazy is that?
Which is an adversary to him, a political adversary of him, because Roger Stone is a political.
And nobody will say the name, but I think it is Jennifer Palmieri, an Obama appointee. That's not confirmed, but I think it's Jennifer Palmieri.
Okay, and this is only part of the story. So basically, bring up to speed. Now, this doesn't matter who this is, whether you believe Roger Stone, whether you support Donald. This doesn't matter if you hate any of these people. You better love the Bill of Rights.
Exactly.
So
process.
So Roger Stone is on trial. His enemies are on the jury. The judge is striking down anything reasonable so far, constitutional, for the motions.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going along with this. Now tell the cherry on top of this, tell what happened.
Yeah, there's a reporter reporting of Jacob Ingalls. He's from CentralFloridaPost.com. And he was in the courtroom when the judge shut down the court and threw out all the reporters. Just shut it down and said, this nobody's going to be able to report on it. Threatened the reporters if they report anything more on this thing, well, you're going to jail.
Did you hear what he just
said? They can't do that.
Did you hear what he just said? You talk about law, the rule of law, the Bill of Rights. Do these things mean anything? Does anybody know the five parts of the First Amendment? Freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of petition, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion.
Mm-hmm.
The founding fathers knew that all those parts are vital to a free society. That's why the Second Amendment was guns, to protect that. So press is a vital part. This woman, this tyrant, this terrorist, she's a terrorist to America. She cannot prevent the press
reporting.
From reporting on a story. This is against the law. It's immediate grounds for disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
She should be disbarred or disrobed immediately.
And thrown in jail.
You cannot prevent reporters from reporting anything about a case. Now, you can do, if there's certain national security things or whatever, she did not use any of those. But you can't say, you can't report on the trial at all. You can't blanket. You cannot do that.
Well, that's what she did to Roger Stone, too. She
said he can't talk.
Said he can't talk after all the papers are attacking him, pouring garbage after garbage after garbage for months and months and months and months, and he can't defend himself. She said, if you talk, you're going to jail if you defend yourself.
Do you see how important the media is and how they want your attention?
Mm-hmm.
So that's very
see how wrong that is?
Anyway, that was a very important story, so just want to make sure you got. This isn't about Roger Stone.
This is
about the rule
freedom.
Of law. This is about freedom. This is about your inheritance, the Bill of Rights. It's about Thomas Jefferson. You like Thomas Jefferson, the Bill of Rights? Good. Then this is important. If you don't, well, we're not friends. If you don't like Thomas Jefferson, the Bill of Rights, it means you aren't friends.
Correct.
That's all. Go listen to something else. Anyway, now, talk about a friend, a real friend that we have, Dr. Abel.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Abel, you like the Bill of Rights, right?
Well, I would take issue with a lot of what you just said, but we're not going to get into conspiracy theories. We're going to get into what really counts is good vision.
That's right.
So I'm with you.
Good. Let's talk about we got a major question here that's come up, a seemingly major story. You know, talking to you before the show, it sounded like this has been going on for a while. I don't know. Recently, it is either Israel or China. They got drops to put in people's eyes that temporarily gets rid of, so you don't need reading glasses. Have you heard about this? What does this mean to you?
Well, there are drops that have been around for a long time that will constrict the pupil. And by constricting the pupil and moving the lens of the eye, the focusing mechanism backwards, will help you see better whether you're near or far-sighted, and will help you with close vision especially. The problem has always been is that they will give you a red eye, because what will constrict the pupil will also dilate your blood vessels and change your blood vessels and sometimes burn the upper lid a little.
Mm.
Obviously, there's going to always be pharmacological breakthroughs, et cetera, et cetera. But you don't want to try anything new until your neighbor down the street has done it for 3 months, and then you know it's good.
Well, I still think LASIK surgery is new, so I'm still a little suspicious of LASIK surgery.
Well, it's only been around since 1986.
Yeah, I know. We'll see. Another 20 or so years, maybe
I'll be. When you're in assisted living, Daniel, we'll bring the device in.
So when it comes to my eye, I'm very suspicious. What I'm not suspicious of is the great Eye Complex CS. Our audience just loves it. You really hit on something here. We got a lot of new audience, a lot of new listeners. Just briefly tell people, what is Eye Complex CS and how in the world did you come up with it?
Well, first of all, I was always curious as an eye doctor of why people get disease. So I started taking nutrition courses and started, again, realizing that the eye is a biochemical workshop, that it's a bag of water, and light is constantly impounding on the retina. And people know about macular degeneration and glaucoma and dry eye, and all of that is due to constant light and photic stress. So I'm figuring, what do you do? So I've worked with three other companies in terms of formulating a vitamin till finally getting to Eye Complex CS, which I thought was the best for the buck and the safest, with 23 ingredients, the highest level of lutein, It doesn't have copper that many of the common ones do. The ARIDS formulas have copper, which doubles your risk of Alzheimer's. It doesn't have triple the levels of zinc, which many of the common ones do, because it'll compete with calcium and cause osteoporosis, et cetera, or has a chance of it. We can't say it's going to do it. But I thought it was the safest, bestest, et cetera. And one of the best metrics, measuring devices for vision, is how you recover in the dark, how you see in the dark. And by taking this particular combination called iComplex CS, you will recover from car headlights in 3 to 4 seconds. You'll walk in a dark room and get your bearings more quickly. You'll say, You may find your dry eyes is a little bit better. There are certain components in it, but it's basically there to assist the retina. Some of the components also reduce the risk of cataract. So I thought it was a comprehensive combination. It's been around now for maybe 19 years in different forms. And copied but never improved. And especially when you look at every retina specialist tells their people to take one of these ARIDS formulas, which only has 6 components, and high zinc and copper, which are a little bit toxic. So that's how I got into it. And even though I'm a cornea specialist and a cataract specialist, et cetera, I'm a thinker. And you got to be comprehensive in this world as a physician and when you care about people.
Now, I didn't give you really a proper introduction when you came on because I was so fired up about the Bill of Rights there. But you are, look, you are not like the eye doctor down at Walmart doing exams. I mean, you are a very high level, very well respected, very sought after eye specialist. And as you go around the country and the world talking about eye problems, what are you seeing now that our audience needs to be concerned about? What is going on in their lives that, you need to think about this, and you need to think about eye complex in terms of this?
Well, I mean, for instance, if you take a place like Botswana, where I was a month ago, they have one eye doctor for 1.8 million people.
Wow.
So you can't say what's going to happen to your neighbor in Missouri, Kentucky, or New York, because it's not quite that kind of boondocks in the bushland. So you look at the exposure to sunlight with wasting of the ozone layer. So there's more sunlight. You wear sunglasses is one of the best protections. Number two is you have an epidemic in kids of being more and more nearsighted from the electronic devices. Number three, adults are watching TV. They're on their computer, their phone. The blue light interferes with their sleep cycle, the melatonin and the sleep cycle, and they don't sleep. So they fall asleep because they're tired, but they don't stay asleep. After a while, it gets inaugurated into their mood, their appetite. There's a higher incidence of diabetes from poor sleep. There's a number of things that go on, but an irritable person is the most frequent one. And you can just be more comfortable if you had a blue blocker in your lens, or you take the lutein. The 10 milligrams of lutein that's in iComplex CS is another way to block the blue. So you're looking at blue light as a toxic. We're looking at more sunlight. We're looking at people living longer on medication that affects the liver, and all of the nutrition for the eye is in the liver. In other words, it's important to supplement because you don't know what you're getting or what's not being processed, even if you're eating it.
You mentioned the liver and the nutrition for the eyes and the liver, which seems almost counterintuitive. One of the most prescribed, if not the most prescribed, drug on the market is statins, which shutters the liver. How is that related to the eye, or is it?
Daniel, you're a wise man. No wonder you have a biblical name. At any rate, what happens is the statin drugs not only reduce the cholesterol production because of a certain level of enzymes, it also knocks out your CoQ10, your energy level, and knocks out glutathione. Glutathione is an amino acid that you make in the liver if your liver is not too busy, and it is the number one antioxidant in the lens preventing cataracts.
Whoa.
So the statin drugs increases the risk of cataracts. There's a couple papers that allude to it. It's been shown in animals, but it does a bunch of other things. Now, you can't get rid of a drug that may be helping your life, But you can be a little wise and get something called a calcium cardiac scan, where you just get a little CAT scan on the center of your chest. It looks at how much calcium's in your valves and your aorta, and it tells you, are you really at risk? And someone like my wife, who has a very high cholesterol, has a zero scan, and the doctor backed off and says, you don't need the statin drug because there's no indication for it. So if you can avoid the statin drug because everybody reflexly prescribes it and start doing like the omega-3s, something like Metamucil, which is a psyllium fiber between lunch and dinner, things like that is going to knock you down 30, 40 points.
You mentioned, this is a statistic we've talked about. This boggles people's mind. When I tell people this statistic, they look at me like I'm from Mars. I say, do you know that 75 to 80% of people who have heart attacks have normal to low blood cholesterol? And they look at me like, why in the world am I taking this statin? Why in the world is this doctor so obsessed with this cholesterol number?
The answer is a study. Quote, unquote, a study. I was on the ARIDS program that looked at from 11 major institutions on how vitamins would help or hinder macular degeneration. And it was so obvious that after 7 years, it was supposed to be a 10-year study, they discontinued the study and people made the vitamin. And we said, well, gee, it's a 1990 formula. But doctors only believe a study. And the cardiologists are your most rigorous people. They just do what the study says. Now, part of it is they don't know anything else. Part of it is they're afraid of suit and litigious activity. And so that's why it's propagated. Plus the fact who's behind the advertising is the pharmaceutical industries.
One of the things I really, really appreciate about you is your open-mindedness, and you're an eye doctor, but you are talking some very high level. You are very informed about all parts of the body in a very comprehensive way and how they fit together and how this formula came together. How am I supposed to take what you just said? I do this all the time. I'm just amazed. I am stunned almost to the point of the confidence, undeserving, I think, confidence that we are placing in the medical industry. It just doesn't seem like they're sharp. They're not like you. The medical industry itself is not sharp like Dr. Abel. It's like got this twisted, dull, uninspired view of our bodies. I mean, at best. I mean, I'm being generous here.
Well, you could be more generous and just say some of the doctors are beaten down. They feel underpaid. They're spending their time on a computer with their back to the patient. And the fact is that they've lost the sense of discovery. And the sense
Why
of
is
discovery.
That? Why
well,
is
let
that?
Me just answer your other question.
Okay. All right.
I believe the eye is connected to every part of the body. I mean, I gave a lecture at the local hospital on orthopedic and eye disease, GI eye disease, kidney and eye disease, what you can see in the eye or what comes from that organ that may affect the eye. And so I just keep reading voraciously. And then you meet a cadre of people who are interested in this. So even though you may be an eye doctor, you went to medical school. I mean, my class in medical school, what I thought was reasonably mediocre coming in, was second in the country in national boards. So it means they crammed this crap into you, and you learned it. And you find out you're still a doctor, and the one thing that's interesting is principles always remain. Techniques always change. But principles, you stop an organ, it's going to get infected or have a problem. If it flows too much, something else is going to be the side effect. Anyway, the answer is a sense of discovery. You got to be your own doctor, and you'll help your doctor by educating him.
Wow. You made me think of iridology when you talked about everything meets in the eye. Do you know, have you looked into iridology at all?
I've read Jensen's book, and I think I can find the liver and kidney pieces on the iris. But, of course, you don't know. But I can tell you one thing. You have the same chromosome in your iris as your kidney is in your cuticle. It just developed different ways. So every different cell in the body has the same genetic makeup, and what's expressed is what's different. So whether it's the ear or the bottom of the foot in reflexology, there's got to be something there. But I think more basic is people just take assay of themselves. Do they pee too much or too little? Or is their bowel function regular? Do they smell differently after certain meals? Do they stand up straight? I mean, there are a lot of simple things. Even like earwax can tell you the level of good fats versus bad fats.
Really?
Do you think anybody ever looks at earwax? Nope.
I do on the Q-tip when I take when I apply it.
There you go, Professor.
Well, now you made me think about earwax. So do you gotta like break it down scientifically, or can you just look at it and tell?
Well, you could look at the smell, number one. You can look at the color, number two.
The color of earwax. Okay, so if it's dark,
what
does that
mean? Darker it is, the more trans fats and the negative type fats. You can look at dandruff. If you have enough omega-3s in your body, you won't have a lot of dandruff. Now,
wow,
some people shampoo every day, so they don't know. But there are things that, just as an observer. The other thing you said, what makes me different is I'm learning disabled. And when you're dyslexic, your whole life is dyslexic. And I had to memorize to pass third grade. I memorized 4,000 words to do well in college boards on the English part, because I was a slow reader. And the fact is, the word for chaos, which is dyslexia, is the same word in Japanese as in creativity. Because you can think outside of the paradigm, because you're not limited by A and B. You look around for what else is there, and you may stumble on something that's reasonable or not.
That's fascinating.
So there's a value of looking twice. Let's just say it that way.
That's fascinating. Let's get back to the eye complex. It's one of our best sellers at the Power Mall. Our audience has loved it. For people who are listening, who should consider eye complex CS? What are they going to see? How can they judge this? Is if it's improving, that kind of thing. Let's just start there.
Well, the first thing is, I guess in 19 years, there's never been a complication registered. Certainly it's not with the FDA, and it's been FDA approved. What they're going to see is recovery from car headlights, number one. I mean, you need something to tell you it's working. Number two is when the people get back to me after a year as a routine patient of mine and said, you know, they told me my macular degeneration was getting worse, and I think I may even be aligned better. Well, that may be or may be not, but the fact is they're not worse. And I was once on Pat Robertson's 700 Club in 1997, because I had a number of people with macular degeneration who got a little better. Now, part of it is they felt better, so they tried to see the eye chart better. Sometimes they got a better prescription. But the bottom line is they did not get worse. You supply the nutrients, you put on the sunglasses and or the visors, et cetera, and you do the things that are reasonable. You drink more water. You get off artificial sweeteners because they can even give you atrial fibrillation. So the moral of the story is if you're diabetic, do stevia. So you manage your medical issues, and you do so with an insight in using Google or getting a second opinion if there's an issue.
So people who especially – you know, I've noticed as I've gotten older, my vision becomes more important. You've made me really conscious about computers because I spend way too much on computers, you know, looking up stories or what have you. I went and bought from eBay some of these blue blocking, just cheap little sunglasses, and it really makes a difference on fatigue. I've noticed when I take the eye complex, exactly what you said, a good indicator. At night, my ability to adjust and see at night is better. And to me, that means, I want my vision to maintain. I want my vision to improve, at least to maintain, please, for the love of God, right? You don't want it to worsen. But I've actually seen it improve in those scenarios, and that's important to me. So that's just from my perspective. Is that probably a kind of a general thing people should be, generally should people kind of think that same way?
Well, you know, they say you only hurt the one you love, and most of it is because you take things for granted. And, I mean, you take good vision for granted.
Yes.
You have no idea that if you're driving, listening to the radio, or on the Bluetooth on the phone, that you've lost 50% of your peripheral vision. You have no idea about that. So there's certain things you can't compare. But the fact of the matter is this, that the routine eye exam is helpful. It is very helpful to make sure you don't have any of the major issues. But it's also important to know what you're experiencing. If you think your vision is off, you know more than the eye chart tells. And so you asked, who should be taking vitamins? Probably everybody. I mean, how many kids are going to eat their kale and spinach and organic fish? Not many. So that taking a vitamin is certainly helpful. Instead of maybe three a day, you take one a day of eye complex CS, and you just note little things like how they're doing in school. But after a year, you would never have thought of what was associated with that. But the moral of the story is 1937, 75th Congress, in the middle of America, the Dust Bowl, it was stated in Congress that we didn't have enough nutrition in the soil. Well, if we don't have enough nutrition in the soil, you better take something in addition. The other thing you probably want to take is a good level of vitamin D. And with vitamin D and most vitamins, you take it with a meal because it's often fat soluble.
Well, there you go. Dr. Abel, it's been an absolute pleasure as always to talk to you. I really appreciate your great product, fantastic product, Eye Complex CS, and the high quality vitamin D. Not the low quality, there's a big difference. All at the Power Mall, 877-817-9029. God bless you, Doc.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life, probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.